Hi, this is Stacey Meadwell of EG, and I'm here with David Partridge of Argent Related at LREF. Hi, David.
Hi, Stacey.
We're going to talk a bit about the project that you're involved with in Brent Cross. What's the scale of the project and what's the vision?
Well, there are two aspects to the project. The complete refurbishment of the Brent Cross shopping centre is being led by Hammerson and Standard Life, and obviously that's critical to changing the game in terms of reinventing Brent Cross as a place. And then the other half of the project is the work that we're doing with Argent Related and in partnership with the borough of Barnet, which is a putting in place and then delivering on an outline planning permission which includes 6,700 homes in total, up to 4 million square feet of commercial space, and all of that anchored both at one end by the shopping centre and at the other end by a brand new railway station which is being built on the Thames Link line that runs through from St Pancras up to Luton.
Is it one of the biggest regeneration projects in London? I mean, it sounds...
Well, of course, everyone says theirs is, don't they? You know, it's the biggest that we're doing since the last one that we've been doing. In terms of acreage, it's probably as large as anything else that's going on. Square meterage, I guess, some square footage, 10 million square feet in total. Yes, it's a huge undertaking. It's basically everything south of the North Circular, opposite the station. Opposite Brent Cross Shopping Centre. So it's a vast area.
So big project, no doubt some big challenges. What are going to be the key challenges for getting this project off the ground?
Well, I think the key thing for us is finding a way to express the sort of specialness of Brent Cross in the same way as we did at King's Cross and the work that we did up in Birmingham and Manchester and elsewhere. We're sort of trying to find the kind of zeitgeist of the place and to turn it into a place where people aren't going to just kind of use it, say, as a dormitory and jump on the train and rush straight into town, or aren't going to see it as a sort of quasi out of town Chiswick Park type office place which just kind of empties out at the weekend. We want to create a town centre there. It's not a city centre, it's a town centre. So try to rediscover the genre of what people want in town centres. Obviously high streets and things like that now are considered to be a little bit sort of, you know, old hat, that no one wants to be there, sort of charity shops. This is all about kind of re-engaging with the idea and the essence of what a town centre should be. So what we're going to be doing is thinking from first principles, in the same way as we did at King's Cross, bringing that sort of thinking to sort of reimagining what a town centre can be and trying to create a place that people are going to enjoy living, people are going to enjoy working, people are going to enjoy visiting, people are going to enjoy all aspects of sport and just a great place for people to enjoy.
So is that the key to a modern town centre, is activity rather than just shops?
Yes,
actually having the leisure activity.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the shopping centre itself is going to be a huge draw. It's already incredibly popular. The number of people who go there is extraordinary. So there's already footfall coming into the area. I think the critical thing is going to be to convert that footfall from pure retail footfall into people who might stay on to go and kind of kick a football around, stay on to go and do a bit of perhaps more local shopping, and you know, bring businesses alongside, not just big businesses but small businesses as well, and kind of try and kind of put some vibrancy back into that idea of a town centre. And, you know, we've got everything in place in terms of transport. It's now discovering and making something special happen there, to get people to come and actually take advantage of the amazing accessibility.
Now, there's some big projects going on around London. We've seen a rise in sort of protests from local groups, you know, not happy with what's going on. What's going to be your approach to community engagement for this project?
Well, fundamental. In the same way as we did at King's Cross, when we went out and engaged with all the communities around us and have created what I hope is a really accessible place for everybody who enjoys and lives near King's Cross or comes and visits King's Cross, we'll be doing the same thing. Part of finding out what that essence of the place is talking to the people who live there, imagining what they want, what sort of opportunity they want for their children and for their families, and ensuring that you provide a place that, that is for them as much as it might be for the new people who are going to be coming into the area as well. And if there was one thing from King's Cross that we're going to take to Brent Cross, because obviously it's a completely different place, it'll be that engagement with the community as a way of unlocking the essence of the place in the first place.
Thank you. We're fighting with the announcer there, but thank you very much for your time.